Hello, my name's Molly, and I'll be your virtual tour guide that will take you on an adventure of discovery to connect and reconnect with the story of your home. This tour includes three distinct exercises. They can be done all in one take, or you can pause and pick up at a later point down the line. During this tour, you will discover the forgotten nooks, the local hotspots, and quirky crannies of your living space. This space is your great indoors, well, at least for the moment. Throughout this excursion, I will give you various prompts, some of which you will act on now, and others which you will start now and rediscover at a later time down the line. This tour can be done alone, with your partner, your children, or even over Zoom with some friends. Before we begin, I want you to start thinking about your space. What words and images come to mind? Do you tend to spend a lot of time in it? Or is it merely your place to change in between activities? If your space was a car, what kind of car would it be? If your space was an actor, which actor would it be? If your space was the scene in a movie, which movie would it be in? So let's begin by centering ourselves in front of a window and looking out. Imagine that the glass from your window wasn't there, and that you're feeling the wind from outside gently blow on your face. You're hearing the sounds of birds chirping and watching the flowers and trees slowly wake up from their winter slumber. If you would like, close your eyes and listen to your breath and listen to the sounds of nature all around. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Feel the ground beneath your feet. And imagine that somebody is whispering in your ear. You are blessed with peace. You are blessed with joy. You are blessed with compassion. You are blessed with peace. You are blessed with joy. You are blessed with compassion. If you closed your eyes, slowly open them. Restore the window back into its place and turn around facing your inside. Bring that expansiveness into your great indoors. Now begin by moving around your space. Look up, look down, look left, look right. What objects do you own a lot of? Where's your furniture from? Is your place filled with knickknacks, or are you more of a minimalist? Do you have antiques that were passed down to you, or do you prefer new objects? Do you own a lot of plants, plates, chairs, lamps, books, paintings, or anything else? Everything in your house has an origin story. Somehow, whether you remember it or not, it ended up in your home. Maybe you can recall the specific moment and place where you got something, and maybe you can't. Each item, when woven together, helps tell the story of your space. Select one object that you look at often and one object that you often forget about. If you are alone, then grab a pen and paper and jot down the story of your object. If you are with others, take turns sharing your objects. What does it remind you of? Where did it come from? What part of you are you preserving through this object? Pause this recording until you have finished sharing. And when you are ready for the next prompt, press play. Now that you have shared memories through objects, consider the people, the conversations, and the shared experiences you have had in your space. Hone in on one of those moments. When was it? Who was there? Why was it significant? Did you have a memorable dinner, a dance party in your living room, a meaningful conversation on your couch? Now take out your phone and recall that moment that you shared. Think of a person that was with you. Text them. Hey, remember when? Let them know it was significant and why. And thank them. Thank them for the moment that you shared together. Pause this recording until you have sent your text message. And when you are ready for the next prompt, press play. Now it's time to check out a book from your local library. This might sound familiar to some of you, but let's try this experience at home with the books that surround you in this moment. When was the last time that you interacted with these books? Was it an hour ago, a day ago, weeks ago, months, or years? Did you rush and grab books off the shelf? Or did you slowly peruse down your bookshelf, hoping to find that new book to grab off your shelf? How is your library organized? Is it by color, by genre, alphabetically? Think about the last book you read from this bookshelf. What made you want to read it? What drew you to it? Did you mark the passages that you like, underline the words? Or did you perfectly preserve its cover, making sure not to bend it or its crease or spine too much? Take a few minutes and gather your thoughts. Now scan your library and go to a section you would like to start re-exploring. Run your fingers along the spines of the books you see in front of you. What do they feel like? Are they smooth, or are the letters raised? Are they hardcover or paperback? What thoughts or feelings come up as you take notice of all the books? Now take the book that your finger's currently on and open it to a random page. Read that page to yourself. Pause this recording until you have finished reading the page. When you are done, press play. Now move to a new section of the shelf. Take out a book that you come back to time and time again. What is it about this book that keeps you coming back? Is it a child that's asking you to reread it over and over again? Is the topic of great interest to you? Maybe it's the writing. Flip through the book and find one page that moves you in this moment. Take out your phone and in 60 seconds, record yourself reading the passage out loud. Once you have finished, share your voice memo with your M Squared WhatsApp alumni group. Pause this recording until you have finished recording and sending it. And when you are ready for the next prompt, press play. Now let's talk about Pesach. Our tradition says we prepare for Pesach 30 days before the holiday. This year, preparing for Pesach looks completely different. People are asking all sorts of questions around it. Who will you have Seder with? Will you use a traditional Haggadah? What about Pesach dishes? Should the Seder be over Zoom with loved ones, or should we postpone it entirely? How will we preserve this holiday in such a time of upheaval and uncertainty? There is a tradition called Bedikat Chametz, where the night before Pesach, we search for any last bits of chametz that are hiding in the nooks and crannies of our house. Pesach cleaning, though, goes beyond the physical and it extends to the soul. Rabbi Arthur Waskow refers to this type of chametz as the swollen sourness in our lives. There's a lot of sour in our lives right now. That's making it quite difficult to be present. So let's start getting rid of some of that sourness. Given your current situation, what do you want to toss out? What fears, questions, and behavior patterns do you want to store away or burn that will help you be more present in this moment? Grab a piece of paper. Rip it up into 5 to 10 smaller pieces. On each piece, write down a fear, a question, or a behavior pattern that you want to get rid of. After you've written your chametz, crumble each piece and hide them around your house. This will be your first act of purging before Pesach. Pause this recording until you have written your chametz, crumbled them up, and hid them around your house. Make a note to yourself to find those notes on the evening before Pesach, read them out loud, and get rid of them with the rest of the chametz. When you're ready, press play. Now that we've purged what we want to get rid of, what do you want to maintain? What in the moment is helping you stay calm and protected? What is something that you're proud that you've integrated into your life? Take another piece of paper and some glue or tape. Cut the piece of paper into strips. On each strip, write or draw one thing that is helping you stay calm and grounded in the moment. Once you are done writing on your strips, using a glue stick or some tape, create a chain. Link the different pieces of paper that are helping you feel calm. When the Jews were in Egypt, God knew to spare them from the hardships of the plague by marking their houses with a sign. The mezuzah is our symbol that commemorates God's protective act. So place your chain next to your mezuzah. And if you don't have a mezuzah, then let this be your mezuzah. Let this be what is protecting you and helping you stay safe. If you're doing this with others, place the paper chains around the house. And as you hang them up, let each person share what is on their chain. Pause this recording until you have created your chain and placed it by your mezuzah. Let's now go back to the original window. Take notice of your breath. Has your breath slowed down a bit? How about your heart? Has it expanded at all? Refilled you with memories of past and helped you feel more present in the moment? Now imagine again removing the window and breathe in. Hold your air in for 5 seconds. And let out a slow exhale. Let's do that three more times. And on each breath, breathe out something you're feeling grateful for. And send that gratitude into the air. Let it be as light as a seed. Let it float into the sky and finally plant down and take roots. These roots will soon grow into saplings and create trees. Blessings. Thank you for joining me on a virtual tour of your crate indoors. Have a great rest of your day.